We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Good morning. Rise and shine, my friends. You better be up by now. You know, early to bed, early to rise makes you healthy, wealthy, and wise. Two out of three, not bad.
Yeah.
We're still waiting on the pot of gold,
yes,
laddie.
Yes, we are.
It is 9:07. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. The price of gas is at a six-month high. That's one of your top stories. We'll get back to that and more. But first, we're going to connect with our Florida Agricultural Commissioner, Wilton Simpson. Good morning, Commish. How you doing?
Good morning, Bob. Doing great.
I am so pleased that you survived the eclipse. Wow.
Yeah, no. That's in Florida. I was reading something there. Obviously, there's a lot of news around this thing. I think it's 2045 approximately when we have our turn to see a total eclipse or something again. So maybe most of us will be here then.
Yeah, that'd be kind of cool. We'll do a reunion.
Yeah, we'll do a reunion. We'll do an eclipse. You know what's bad is I had a reunion meeting last night. This is my 40th year from graduating from high school, and it's our turn to do the reunion of the decades. And talking about reunions, 40 will wake you up a little bit.
Where'd you go to high school?
Pasco High School, right here in Dade City.
Right on. We call it Dead City, but that's, probably because we were living in Tampa at the time.
That's exactly right. But our football team, by the way, was the best. So just throwing that in there.
Okay. All right. Good. You're still cheering for your old school. I like that. Hey, fire safety on everybody's minds this week, especially. What could you quickly pass along to folks?
Well, right now we're coming out of what is our controlled burn season as the Department of Forestry, and we've burned about 2 million acres of land this year trying to protect our, property and people. And so we're wanting to make sure as we come into now lightning season, now that we're moving into fire prevention season, we want to make sure that everyone that's, in any backyard barbecues near our forest or anything, are doing an extra good job of making sure those are put out. Don't throw cigarettes out your windows in your cars. Make sure that we're aware that right now is the heightened season for forest fires, and you've seen it all over the country, fires getting out of control. And Texas, northern Texas, just had major fires. So you've seen them in California for years, Canada last year. So in Florida, we do a lot of work to prevent those things. But again, the more we can be self-aware and make sure that if we see any type of arson activity, we're reporting it immediately and making sure that we can do things to prevent forest fires, all the better.
Yeah, because a lot of people have moved here since we had those awful fires. What was that, 25 years ago, something like that, 23 years ago, all over Florida? And some people never experienced that. They weren't around, but that was a big deal.
No, a big deal. And when you think about it, the only way to prevent those sometimes from getting out of control, we have to have the right equipment. We've been very fortunate the last 3 or 4 years anyway, so the legislature has given us the resources to buy the type of equipment to help first of all, the best fire is to the one that you prevented, right? And so, but the equipment that we have today, we can generally respond a little quicker. We are able to cut fire lines with the type of equipment that we're getting more readily available. And then the control burn portion of this, and I know that we get complaints when we're doing the control burn from smoke and things of that nature in the areas. Our foresters are the best in the world. Mm-hmm. They're only doing them when it's in under safe conditions mm-hmm. to do these burns. But it is very important because the best way to prevent forest fire is forest maintenance, and that's what we're doing.
Reduce the fuel that the fire could consume, getting even larger. So now I agree with you. Our forestry service does a great job. You were training recently in Apopka, Department of Ag, getting together environmental services. I want to ask you about that. But first, I want to ask you about the condition of Lake Apopka. Back when I lived in that area, you know, this was this big, massive lake. But everybody said, oh, it's so polluted. There's nothing really going on there. Have things changed?
They have not changed substantially. They're incrementally changing. Lake Apopka, just like our other resources around the state, have been they've identified a lot of their nutrient load in that area. A lot of that nutrient load is from runoff, you know, from our cities that have built around Lake Apopka. It's from septic systems from being in and around Lake Apopka. And so they are doing, you know, we're looking at very large septic to sewer conversions and you making sure that we have STAs around that lake for the water runoff so it doesn't go directly into the lake. And then it's going to take a very large cleanup. And I would point everyone to, because I know about this when it was in my district, Kings Bay. If you want to see a miracle, look at kingsbay.com or Friends of Crystal River, I believe it's under, where we went in and removed all that limbia off the bottom of that spring shed, replanted eelgrass. It is a gorgeous scene. It's been over a decade. That well, we've been working on it more than a decade, but you can look at that those videos and see the progress we're making. And Lake Apopka is going to need that type of renaissance also. You're going to remove a lot of that material on the bottom of that lake and replant natural grasses and things along there to absorb nutrient. And so it's got a long ways to go, but I know they're working on it. It's just such a large system. It's a smaller version, obviously, of Lake Okeechobee, which is a massive undertaking also. But that's what we've been working on. And I wouldn't classify it as better. I would say it's not getting worse, which is first step one.
Okay, so what did you do in your Department of Ag, Environmental Services, getting together? What was that training related to?
You know, in the off-season, and we call this the off-season because we're out of session and we're coming into the summertime now, we do a lot of training. And what we're training our inspectors to do is obviously Agriculture Environmental Services Division is we go in and we test products that consumers buy to make sure they get what they are supposed to be getting, what the package says they're getting. But we're also working with our farming community to make sure that in their fertilizers and any type of weed killers or things of that nature, that not only are they getting what they say they're getting, but they're using it in the right application to make sure that we're not adding to any nutrient load. And so that division, Kelly Friend is in charge of that division, and she does a tremendous job. And yesterday was about training our inspectors that go out in all of these different conditions to make sure they understood quality techniques and, you know, and just and relook at. It's like a continuing education class if you're a contractor of any kind. And so we're doing that. We do that every year, and we bring in industry. We work with industry. We train with industry. And our pest controls and our nutrient, you know, fertilizers, water, things of that nature. And so that was in Apopka yesterday. And by the way, I thought the same thing when I went by Lake Apopka yesterday about the lake and how much progress we're making. But we did that at a University of Florida IFAS facility there in Apopka. Beautiful facility. And by the way, our biggest partners in these adventures are generally University of Florida and IFAS.
Yeah, no, they've got a top ag program, I think, in the nation. Real quick, potentially $200 million in the budget that could be utilized for rural and family lands. I know that makes you happy, but I know you could use more.
Yes, and, you know, we're so proud of that. And now we've got to wait. We've got to get past the veto pen, but I believe we're going to this year. I think everything will get this money in the budget. To remind everybody, this is buying development rights from your farmers so that we can ensure that we have farming land into the future, but also it protects our wildlife corridor. which is where our animals traverse the state. It's where our aquifer gets recharged, and it's where we grow your food. So we're proud of those resources. If you'll remember, when I was Senate president, I put in $300 million 2 years ago. And so we've spent that money. And as we do that, we can, you know, and by the way, it's much more affordable. I should brag on the program a minute, than buying land outright. If the state of Florida buys the land, fee simple, then we have to manage that land, and we have, it comes off the local tax roll.
Right.
When we buy development rights from these farmers through rural and family lands, the property stays on the tax roll just as it always was. That land stays in private hands. And then obviously it's our intention that land would be in agriculture in perpetuity.
Well, we always appreciate the great information. Florida Ag Commissioner Wilton Simpson on the Bob Rose Show. Have yourself a great rest of the week, my friend. Thanks for checking in.
Yes, thanks for having me, Bob.
All right. What do we got? 9:16 on the Bob Rose Show. We're about 30 minutes away from things that make you smile, more headlines, some things that'll, you know, put a smile on your face, some other things that might rub you the wrong way. But we got it all, and it's all coming up on 97.3 The Sky.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Sean Hannity.
Now, this $1 billion in Palestinian aid, where did that money go?
3 weekdays.
It went towards building terror tunnels and buying munitions so they could kill Israelis.
On News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
You like inflation if you have like a blow-up doll. I mean, a blow-up towel. Toy. You know. Things you got to fill with air.
Oh, yeah, right.
Whatever like an inner tube.
Yeah, right.
It's time to go tubing down the Itchnatuckney. That's what
fun.
I was talking about. I knew it came out.
You were just a little confused there for a moment.
Yeah. I'm confused about some things and other things. Not at all. It is 9:21 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Thank you for tuning in. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. The word is inflation. And it accelerated in March for the third straight month. This is not good. This is not good. The Fed's not going to lower the rate now. I can pretty much tell you that without really looking at the article any further. They're not going to do it. It keeps going up. Remember, and I'm sorry if I sound like I'm schooling you. I'm schooling myself or reminding myself as well. Because we hear headlines and Biden and his ilk are able to kind of get away with this. And I don't want them to because inflation is real. It steals money from our wallets.
Yep.
It's taking from your paycheck. It's taking from your children. Everything. And here's the thing. It's cumulative.
It adds up.
Maybe that's why I don't say it enough.
It adds up, yeah.
It's in addition to, in other words, if they tell you, like this article says, you know, inflation has gone up for the third straight month.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're looking at some things went up 0.4% in March. But what you have to do is you have to add it all together from when inflation started about what? Year and a half ago, something like that. You have to add it all from them. So you're looking at inflation at, I don't know, it's got to be near 20%. And for whatever reason, some goods and services have gone up as much as 35%. I don't know if that's a little gouge effect or something else at play there, but inflation is hurtful. It accelerated again in March, third straight month. Keeping prices high for millions of Americans and delaying any interest rate cuts by the Fed. The Labor Department said Wednesday that the consumer price index of price and everyday goods, including gasoline, groceries, and rent, rose 0.4%. 0.4% in March from the previous month. Prices climbed 3.5% from the same time last year. Okay? So it's, 3.5% over the course of the previous year. But remember, it went up initially like double digits.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And this also, these figures are higher than the monthly increases that were forecast by the so-called experts.
Mm-hmm.
Other parts of the report also pointed to stubborn price pressures within the economy. Core inflation, which exclude the more volatile measurements of food and energy, climbed to 0.4%, as it did in January and February, for an annual gain of 3.8%. Those figures as well are higher than estimates. It's interesting because you look at things like food and energy and you think, well, yeah, that should be the measurement, really, of inflation. Well, it is, as it relates to most of us. But remember, we're all impacted by inflation no matter what the product is.
Sure.
I mean, you know, if the price of lumber goes up, anything that's made with lumber goes up, for instance. All right. So the report indicates that while inflation has fallen considerably from a peak of 9.1%, it remains well above the Fed Reserve's 2% target. And that's what you have to pay attention to. And yeah, peaked at 9.1%, but it's not like, oh, inflation is down. No, inflation is up. Inflation always goes up if it's called inflation.
Mm-hmm.
So, and remember, it's cumulative. It's added together from what we've previously experienced. So even if we did catch a break, you're not really going to feel it.
No.
It has to, not only do we have to catch a break, it would have to go in a downward direction. And be careful what you wish for there, too. That's a whole nother.
Oh, yeah.
A whole nother issue that we don't want to have to deal with. But anyway, yeah, that's the deal as it comes out. Inflation accelerates more than expected by the experts in March. High prices persist, and the numbers that the Fed look at are not in line with what they would normally do in terms of a rate cut. I doubt highly they're going to do it unless the next, you know, couple of months really show a difference.
They need some cheaper interest rates. I say they, as in those on the left who want to be able to tout some economic numbers and how great things are under Brandon. They really need some interest rate cuts.
Well, you would think so, but I got to tell you, you know, the left, the MSNBC, CNNs of the world, they spin a whole different yarn
when
it comes to the economy and the state of affairs. I mean, look at the game they played with crime. Do you really think crime is down? I mean, nobody would even have the gall to say that, even if they had some statistical anomalies or a change the way they reported crime, which we all know is true.
Mm-hmm.
Who would have really the moxie to, crime is down. Crime is down everywhere. I mean, everybody, and I mean everybody, knows that's not true.
Right.
And you know what? God bless our governor, Ron DeSantis, for signing off on a bill that's going to increase the penalties for porch pirates.
Arg.
And shoplifting.
Yep.
Because we all pay for that in the end. We all do. It's time the bad guys pay.
Absolutely.
Their dues. Mm-hmm. Parents of the Michigan school shooter were sentenced yesterday 10 to 15 years for lack of actions to halt the shooting. Details on that and more coming up. Also, things that make you smile is on the way. You're listening to The Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy, live and local on 97.3 The Sky.
Happy.
I'm just so happy when I listen to The Sky. I hear the truth.
I am so happy. I can just scream.
Sad.
I'm very sad the way this country is going.
Woke stuff in Florida breaks my heart.
Angry.
I'm ticked off.
I'm ticked off, and I know Sky listeners are angry, too.
When did we start listening to these freaking weirdos?
No matter the emotion.
I go back and forth with my emotions, but I know I get the truth on The Sky.
Talk about it here on The Sky.
Thanks, Sky. It's really important.
News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all.
All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
An election year.
We're all suffering a lot of political fatigue.
Your voice matters.
I get the right spin on the sky.
But the lefty tribalism is toxic.
That's broken up so many families, you know, and it's a shame. It really is.
News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Crank up that synthesizer. We got things to do. We got things to do, Greg.
I know, but a short time to get there.
That's right. It is 9:34 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is in the house. Thanks so much for tuning in. Appreciate your support. I was just reading some show notes from Eric Erickson, and we have him on the weekends. Yeah. He's syndicated. He's a pretty smart guy. Yeah. I'm going to steal something from him right here.
Sure, he'll never know.
And I don't have the whole story. I have this, though. And I think it's important. A software developer was contributing legitimate patches to an open-sourced U.S. project. Okay? You know, patches in case, you know, there's a problem or something to fix a glitch, right?
Right.
So it's a good thing.
Okay.
Okay. But as it turns out, was secretly adding malicious code to the project at the direction of...
No.
The Chinese government.
Wow. Are we shocked?
It came from China. It was miraculously discovered because one Microsoft engineer just happened to notice that the program took 0.5 seconds longer to load than normal.
That's detail, boy.
That's why.
There was something
that's why
wrong.
It is written.
Yes.
The geeks shall inherit the world.
Yeah, because they know what to look for.
Or was that meek?
Well, I think most geeks are probably meek.
Well, I don't know. This one?
Well, this one maybe not.
Passive aggressive, I guess, takes on a whole new meaning.
Well, talk about OCD and going, wait a minute, that's not right.
Yeah.
Why is it that much longer? It was that extra little something in there. And it didn't come out, well, it might have come off the Chinese buffet.
Anal retentiveness paying dividends.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Details on the 11 o'clock news. Maybe not. Yeah. Hey, Florida State University legally pursuing to get out of their contract, the ACC. It's moving forward. Tuesday, a circuit court judge denied an ACC request to pause litigation until its lawsuit in its home state of North Carolina is resolved. Well, FSU is accusing the ACC of financial mismanagement and that its $130 million exit fee violates Florida antitrust laws. Now, the ACC has a 20-year deal with ESPN. Even that deal has been criticized as severely undervaluing its schools. Now, while the SEC, the Southeastern Conference, moves to ESPN this year with the broadcast rights and all that, this will net each school roughly $51 million in media revenue. The same network's deal with the ACC nets the schools less than half of that amount with $23.3 million.
Wow, that makes a difference.
Seminoles
Absolutely.
Are pounding their chests saying, we're worth more than that.
Yeah.
And they're suing. And we shall see what happens. I get it that it's definitely newsworthy and people want to know, but I don't know, Fox was doing that wall-to-wall thing in the courtroom of these scoundrel parents that allowed their kid to shoot up that Oxford High School in Michigan. Jennifer and James Crumbly, parents of the shooter Ethan Crumbly, were sentenced to 10 to 15 years in prison yesterday. Ethan shot and killed four people at Oxford High School November 30th of 2021. His parents were charged following the shooting. The Associated Press pointed out that the Crumblies were accused of not securing the newly purchased gun at home and acting indifferently to signs of Ethan's deteriorating mental health, especially when confronted with a chilling classroom drawing earlier the same day.
They refused to take him home.
This kid was screaming out for help. He even wrote that his parents were not getting him any help. And they, I don't know how to describe them. A completely stoic, unemotional, blank.
No remorse whatsoever. I mean, they read their little spiels, you know, and the dad used the word apologize. I mean, yeah, I apologize. Your children are all dead. But they just came off so badly.
They're just, they got deep problems. Apparently, Breitbart reported that Jennifer, the mother, gave testimony in which she admitted to having an extramarital affair and claimed her husband bought the handgun her son used in the attack. Jennifer and James both denied knowing their son had brought the gun to school with him on the day of the attack. Tuesday in the courtroom, Oakland County Judge Cheryl Matthews said, quote, "These convictions are not about poor parenting. These convictions confirm repeated acts or lack of acts that could have halted an oncoming runaway train."
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yep.
Could
have been prevented.
They're convicted 4 counts of involuntary manslaughter for each of the students their son had killed. And I don't know if this is completely unprecedented. Maybe to this degree it is. In other words, punishing the parents for the act of the kid. But in this case, it's hard to deny that.
Yeah. Well, this is the first one, and I think it's because they're just a mountain of evidence against them for just not doing anything. Just, well, they actually not even not doing anything. They provided the ammo. They provided the gun. They did not provide a safe place for it.
And they didn't really provide any help to their child. Now, I don't have all the details of what attempts possibly were made to get the kids some help, but it appears, at least, especially in his latest issues before the shooting, that they didn't seem to want to do anything or help him. I'm sure that they have their own issues like that.
Yeah,
but you're responsible. For this kid.
Sure.
And now you know you're responsible if you didn't know before. Let's go to Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines. And Scott, good morning.
Hey, Bob. Thanks. Whenever I listen to stories like this with this young man who basically went off the rails and started killing his classmates, I just like this and look at like the broader picture of things and try to make, connect the dots. This is I'm more like I'm thinking out loud, really, is that I can't figure out there is like some type of mass socio-psychological problem with our population, which I don't, what's going, is it in the air? Is it the vaccine? Is it just the destruction of the nuclear family? But the insanity that I encounter daily and that we observe daily, I'm open to suggestions. It's really something. I've never seen. It's never seen it at this level before. I just thought I'd just make an observation.
No, I think a lot of people share that observation. Driving down the road, you see people that clearly are not tuned in to the task at hand, and they are buried in their phones. So I think the phones are part of the problem, not just in that issue of safety there, but I think in general there's some level of addiction going on there that I don't think, well, clearly anything called an addiction is not healthy. So you've got that going on. You've got a vacuum of, you don't have conversations about, Judeo-Christian values. In other words, you got to push that away because, well, that's kind of religious. We got to keep that separated, and the vacuum is filled with things that maybe aren't healthy, but we're bombarded with these images, kids, these algorithms. Everything under the sun, basically, is okay. I mean, this goes back to the old, if it feels good, do it.
Yep.
Which, if you were a flower child in, 1968, Haight Ashbury, if you live through it, everything turned out all right. There wasn't that much under the sun that you knew about back then. Now, like an earlier article I said, 13-year-olds are finding their way into the online pornographic stuff, which we know for adults is problematic. Can you imagine the forming brain? So, all the above. I guess, Scott, and maybe our food supply, isn't great, and that in combination with other medicines or chemicals. Yeah, but I have to say, I see things in a similar way that something's not right. Let's go to Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines. Lars from Mars, you're on the air.
Good morning, Bob. One thing that really concerns me about this whole thing is these parents were white. Now, how does this concept of holding the parents accountable going to translate to the black community for the people who teach their children to hate the police? And then you got a young cop killer that does the exact same thing, and their parents have taught them to hate the police. And the next thing you know, it's going to be denied prosecution because racism. That bothers me, but thank you very much.
Interesting.
Yeah, I can't speak to the cop killer, the mentality, and how do you prove that the parents use that kind of language on a continual basis? In other words, did they really? Is there documentation?
Mm-hmm, right.
In other words, in this case, there's writings of the kid saying, I went to my mom and dad. They're not helping me. They're not helping me. I'm going crazy, whatever the verbiage was.
The voices in my head.
Yeah, help me, help me. And they didn't help him. And in fact, who would purchase a gun when they've got a son that clearly has mental illness?
Yeah.
It's just...
And when the school calls you in on that day because there's a problem?
Yeah. And
why they didn't find the gun... Or look to see if he had something. That was a big mistake on the part of the school too.
Yeah, but I get where you're going with that. If you have similar circumstances, in other words, you have something that's provable,
right?
Something that is, can be entered in as evidence. Well, then I would agree. I would agree that
I hate to use the word, but in some communities, we will reverse this word in this example. There is systemic racism. There are systemic feelings against the police. These kids are raised in that element. But like you said, you'd have to show specifics of where they didn't do anything or they contributed to it. But Lars is right, and that is part of the problem in that community.
And if you put in the word culture, it's like, okay, how do you sue for...
Right.
Bad culture, right. Hateful culture.
Yeah.
You know, when I say the culture, the environment in which the child was raised.
Right.
That would go beyond the parents, but maybe not even go beyond the scope of the neighborhood, but you could call it,
That's
culture.
True. Which, in some ways, is a defense.
That's why I've
it's
always...
It's used as a defense.
I always have preferred my culture to be put in my yogurt. Is kind of, yes.
Yeah.
That's the extent of my personal culture. So there's that.
That's what he's got right
Sorry,
there.
Sorry, you got to try to lighten it up a little bit as we get closer and closer to approaching things that make you smile. So there's that.
Yep.
I guess this could make you smile. Texas representative encourages NYPD officers, come on, escape from New York. It can be more than just a movie. You can move to Texas.
Woo.
I thought that was interesting. It makes me smile.
Yeah.
All right, it's your turn. Coming up next, things that make you smile, upbeat, positive thoughts. Count your blessings, non-political. You can do it. I know you can. It's brought to you by the best dentist in the whole world, Robin Larson Dental. So call in now with things that make you smile. 877-975-9825. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
Dana Lash.
People who are Bill Gates and Barack Obama rich, they can absorb the cost of higher taxes because they're buying a fake virtue. Look, we believe in paying our fair share, but not enough to actually write a check voluntarily to the Treasury.
Now, 10 p.m. nights on 97.3 The Sky.
Tell me.
Another day in paradise, it really is. Gorgeous, enjoy if you can. Hey, you're tuned to the Bob Rose Show along with Greg Cassidy. Time for things that make you smile, upbeat positive thoughts that you share with us. Brought to you by Robin Larson Dental, 877-975-9825. And Hangman, what's making you smile?
What's making me smile a couple days ago during the eclipse is about 2:45. And I wasn't looking at it. I didn't have glasses. I didn't have nothing. But I was just trying to clean out my car, and all of a sudden I had like 15 squirrels running through the carport over my feet and everything, looking at me. I'm looking at them. They kept on running. Birds flying into the wall. I'm like, what in the heck is going on? And I'm like, uh-oh, it's the eclipse. But I didn't think it was end of days. It was just really weird and kind of made me smile. But I just wanted to know if anybody out there had a domestic animal, such as dogs, cats, or anything, that were affected by it.
Yeah, I've heard. Now, my animals didn't appear to be impacted by it, but they were mostly inside. But yeah, other people anecdotally are talking about stories and just animals in general react to it. And I think if you're more in the middle of the path, there might even be a greater reaction. Maria, what's making you smile?
Yes, I can definitely smile because I had a negative breast biopsy and it is cancer free. And I'm in sunny Ocala, Florida, hanging out with my dad, and I couldn't be happier.
Awesome.
Wow, that sounds great. I love it. Attitude of gratitude. Mark, what's making you smile? Quick.
Hey, good morning, Bob and Greg. What's making me smile is when you mentioned Itchituckney earlier. I live one-third of a mile west of Itchituckney River. So if time ever allows, you and Greg and Jen and Betsy are an ongoing invitation where I can rustle up some grub and we can go hang out by the river. And if we're lucky, we can get Nostradamus involved so he can pound away on the Gibson Les Paul.
There you go. And we don't have to wait in that long line either. I like it. Coming up, The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR.
Mark Levin. You want to know the real reason they hate Donald Trump?
6 o'clock.
Is because their dear Hillary was supposed to have Obama's third term and finish off the revolution with 8 more years so we could never, ever unravel what they've done.
On 97.3, The Sky.
Time now for The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Dateline, Venice, Florida. Mary Holland back, relaxing at home. She hears a rattling noise at her screen door. Good news, wasn't a rattlesnake. Bad news, it was an alligator. It pushed open the screen door, made its way into the hallway, stopped in the kitchen. Hey, what's going on? Said, I called 911. I tried to be coherent. They asked me how big. I said, I don't know, 8 feet. Sarasota County deputies responded with some Florida Fish and Wildlife folks, and yeah, it's just another day in the office for them. They snared the gator and took it away, and Mary is so much happier now. She said they were professional. It seemed like no big deal to them. And some intruders don't require a smoking gun. That's your Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. On behalf of Greg, I'm Bob. God bless you and your family. Have a great, safe day. See ya!
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.